In South Africa, it's a pity. Look, most developers, I want to say all of them, they don't really factor in smart home features or appliances or devices into, you know, the development from scratch.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Unpack podcast. This week we have a very special guest. He is my go-to tech guy, and you've probably read his work or heard him on radio.
A playlist original.
So, Papi, for the people who don't know you, can you tell us more about yourself?
My background is in marketing, in digital marketing to be exact. That's where formally my background lies in. But apart from that, I'm also a journalist, freelance journalist. That's what I do for a living. But I specialize now in the automotive and technology industry or sector, rather. That's where my focus lies. So that's who I am and what I do for a living. It's those two principles. And that's me in a nutshell when you talk about career-wise what I do.
So I recently read an article about how homeowners in the US and Europe are looking for at least 5 smart home features when they purchase new properties. And I wanted to chat more about smart homes in South Africa or in Africa in general. So for somebody who doesn't know, what is a smart home and what are the pros and cons of home automation?
So the concept of smart homes is literally just making sure that, or rather ensuring that appliances or certain elements in your home are able to talk to each other, that there's a sense of connectivity there when you're looking at either appliances in your kitchen, the appliances in your living room, when you talk about your TV, when you're talking about home entertainment, you know, speakers, sound, you're talking about lights even. You can go as far as into your bedroom as well. You're talking about your lamps. When you're talking about if you want to have speakers in your bedroom, there's that as well. Some sensors here and there. So it's essentially making sure that these devices, appliances, all are connected to each other and are talking to each other harmoniously. Having a smart home or configuring what you currently have into a smart home is not something that you can do overnight or an easy task. What I've seen from my personal experience and from other people, it's something that takes, it's a journey, for instance, where you start off, or one could look at starting off with simple appliances such as your TV, making sure that it speaks to your home theater, making sure that it speaks to, if you want to have a Google Home system set up, it speaks to that. Or if you want to have Amazon and you're looking at Alexa, it speaks to that. So you have to find the basis of where you start automating or making sure that your home is connected, and then it evolves from that to other appliances, or it moves to other rooms within your home. Other people prefer to rather just have one room smart or have it automated, and then the rest can just remain as it is currently. So there's a lot of ways where you can look at, you know, making sure or starting off to make sure that your home is smart and connected for once. So you just have to figure out exactly how to go about it, what your budget is, what you have means to, whether even the devices are supported in South Africa or whatever region you're in first before tackling it and making sure that you go all out in your smart home journey.
One of the things I noticed when looking for a property in South Africa is that the homes here are actually not built with any smart features. When I lived in New York, my place had an automated music system where I could play music in any room using my phone, and then there were speakers built in with the house. I had automatic lights where if I go into a specific room, the lights turn on. I had heated floors. I had an app where I could control the central heating or the cooling of the house. So that was very cool. But I did notice that when I was looking for property in SA, those kind of features were hard to find. So as somebody who's looking for a property, what would you personally be looking for in terms of smart features?
Look, in South Africa, it's a pity. Look, most developers, I want to say all of them, they don't really factor in smart home features or appliances or devices into, you know, the development from scratch. It's either something that you'll have to embark on as a homeowner, whether you're renting, etc., on your own. So I would say, for instance, start off with a base, something that, you know, is going to control everything in your smart home. Have a look and see whether you're going to go for the Google Home, Google Smart Home configuration, or whether you're going to go for Amazon's Alexa setup. So start there, have a look at the pros and cons between the two, where what's supported in our country and what's not. And there are ways to go about them if it's not supported, but we do not recommend that because sometimes it will give you problems if you go that route. So have a look and see exactly between these two systems what is supported and what is not. If you really want to go hardcore, there are other systems which are not either Google or Amazon Alexa, but other own manufacturers or OEMs, smart home configurations. These ones tend to be more expensive and not readily available as opposed to Google Home or either Amazon Alexa. There is a company based in Cromerville that can help with setting up these kind of systems. I think they're called Home Nation. That's what they specialize in making sure that your home is smart and up. So if you want more professional advice, maybe you could approach them for more advice or to see what is possible if you don't want to go the route of Google Home or Amazon Alexa. You can have a look at that and see exactly what will work for you and what devices you do have. Again, I think it's imperative to have a look at what you already have and how you can make it smart as opposed to spending money on new stuff or duplication of what you already have. So, again, of course, the basis is having a look at what is to your disposal and their pros and cons and have a look at connectivity-wise how you can connect other stuff to that, I think.
So when it comes to anything cyber-related, most people are kind of concerned about the safety and terms and conditions. Is it possible for a smart home to be hacked?
Look, it is possible for your devices to be hacked. This would have to be, it's a very complicated process, and it's something that doesn't readily happen unless you are a person of either very famous or you have either stuff that people would want from you. But for an everyday person, it's not something that will happen very easily, unless someone really wants something from you. Look, your devices can be hacked where they're constantly monitoring you without you knowing, whether it's cameras, you know, fixed on your TV, cameras in your home that are CCTV that are monitoring, etc. So you just have to be careful then again whether you have, you know, systems in place that combat, you know, these kind of hackings, number one. Number two, that you always visit sites that are secure and all these kind of things, that you do not end up falling prey to people that would want to hack you. So it's always imperative to look out for the small stuff when you have all these systems speaking or talking to each other in your home.
Speaking of security-related gadgets, one of the things that I got for my house was a Wi-Fi-linked alarm system. So this way, I don't have to pay a monthly fee to a company for security, but I have an alarm system that notifies me and calls my emergency contact should there be like an issue. So I have sensors around the house, like in the windows, on the doors. And then I also got like a contact keyless smart lock, which on one of my doors, which I really like. So do you have any security smart home gadgets that you can recommend for homeowners?
Look, that what you already have installed is a great base to start. It's very cost effective, something that you manage on your own. There is no, I stand to be corrected, the one that you have, there is no like subscription-based service. It's only connecting it. It's literally a plug and play, and you're literally monitoring everything that happens. So that for basis, I think that's a great start. Have a look at those. Again, they're constants that they're very, very, very cost-effective. And you manage it as you use the device yourself. So I think you could start there. and then maybe have a look at others that are more intricate or rather subscription-based if you really want to go a step further. What these ones do is that they help you because there are always people monitoring on the other side as to exactly what could be happening with where you've placed these security systems, whether it's updates or people trying to hack into it, or they are not, when I say monitoring, they're not monitoring what is on the feed. They're monitoring for any irregularities, if there's an alarm or a sensor is, you know, disturbed. This is what I mean, where people are monitoring and they're able to contact you or let you know of anything untoward that's happening on the system itself. So I'd say have a look at the two and see which one works for you as an individual. And from there on, you can build it on or rather modify it to your specific need.
This has been such an insightful conversation. Thank you, Papi, for taking time to speak to me. And I will link below a blog about more information about smart home gadgets like central heating, your heated pools, a timer for your geyser to help you save money on electricity costs, and where I bought my security system and other recommendations for you to check out. So Papi, before you go, can you please share how everybody who's listening can reach out to you should they have a question or a query regarding anything tech or car related?
Sure. You can find me on social media. You can find me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. It's at Papimabele, one word. That's at PapiMabele. You can also find me on my website, which is twofold. It's twfld.com. That's where I publish everything and anything relative to the tech world and what's the latest.
Love this episode? Make sure to visit our website www.unpack.co.za to join the conversation, access the show notes, and discover our fantastic bonus content. If you found value in the show, we'd appreciate a rating on iTunes, or if you simply told a friend about us, that would be helpful too. Thank you for listening.